With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Federal spending cuts continue. House Republican Whip Tom Emmer says voters want Congress to make the cuts the same way DOGE goes about it.
As DOGE continues to root out waste, fraud, and abuse within our federal government, our House Republican majority stands ready to ensure that our laws follow through on the mandate given to us in November to do the same.
House Republican Chair, Conference Chair Lisa McClain says Democrats just don't seem to get it when it comes to eliminating wasteful spending.
Millions of Americans are cheering for these cuts to waste, fraud, and abuse. Only extreme Democrats seem to have issue with it.
We are learning more about the mid-air collision near Washington that left 67 people dead last month. The NTSB says the crew of the Army helicopter may have had inaccurate altitude readings in the moments before the crash and also may have not heard key instructions from air traffic controllers to move behind the plane. NTSB says the recording from the cockpit suggests the crew may have missed the key instruction. Also at SRNNews.com, Ukrainian President Zelensky views President Trump as key to ending the Ukraine-Russia war, but has some concerns. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Zelensky welcomed a phone call from President Trump, but later said it was not pleasant that Trump first called Russia's Vladimir Putin about negotiations. Zelensky also said he would not accept any agreements that do not include his country in the talks. The Ukrainian leader reportedly told the White House that Putin doesn't want peace, and he said he will only agree to meet in person with the Russian leader after a common plan is negotiated by Donald Trump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The man who led a NASA facility that shouldered much of the blame for the 1986 Space Shuttle Challenger explosion has died in Huntsville, Alabama. William Ray Lucas was 102 years old. This is SRN News. President Trump adds another clergyman to his cabinet. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Scott Turner has been confirmed as the new Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He's an associate pastor at the Prestonwood Baptist Megachurch in Plano, Texas. Doug Collins, who was also a pastor and Air Force chaplain earlier in his career, has been installed as the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. The president's new ambassador to Israel is Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas and another ordained minister. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minnesota's governing body for high school sports says it will follow state law and continue to allow boys to compete against girls. The Minnesota State High School League says the participation by and eligibility of transgender athletes is controlled by the Minnesota Human Rights Act and the state constitution. President Trump has signed an executive order giving federal agencies wide latitude in pulling federal funding if male athletes are allowed in girls and women's sports. This is SRN News. The majority of state constitutions shield lawmakers from low-level infractions like traffic tickets during legislative sessions.
It's a privilege known as legislative immunity. Arizona Republican State Senator Mark Finchin recently asserted it after he got a speeding ticket. That ticket has since been dismissed. Voters could get a say on maintaining legislative immunity for traffic violations in the 2026 election if a bill making its way through the legislature should pass, but past efforts to curtail legislative immunity have failed. Jason Walker reporting.
The IRS will lay off thousands of probationary workers in the middle of tax season, and cuts could come as soon as next week. This comes as the Trump administration intensifies sweeping efforts to shrink the size of the federal workforce by ordering agencies to lay off nearly all probationary employees. You'll find more news online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.